How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a writer who is faced with an impossible deadline. But first, a word from a familiar voice. That sounds like good advice. And now, step with me behind the scenes to the office of a theatrical producer. It's a moment of crisis for him, for his theater, and for the author who listens as he presents a fantastic demand. Let's try to hear what they're saying. The manager paced the room nervously, and his words spurted out in explosive little groups. I tell you, we can't go on like this. The competition is too stiff, entirely too stiff. The writer nodded in weary agreement. He'd listened to the same arguments before, but then his mind snapped to alert attention. There was a new tone in the older man's voice, an urgency and sincerity. I'm not joking this time, I mean it. I've just seen the reports from our auditors. We won't last another month. Do you understand that? Not another month. The author hadn't realized that business was quite so bad. He thought it was just a temporary setback. But the producer knew they were on the brink of failure. The public doesn't want the kind of show we've been giving them lately. They're tired of it. They want murder stories, something with suspense and excitement and lots of blood. The playwright frowned slightly. He'd tried that sort of thing before, but it never quite came off. There was always something missing, a lack of essential drama, and audiences and critics had sensed it. The older man continued, "Our receipts are off 70% since that new play opened down the street, the one about the crazy killer. They have lines a block long waiting for every performance, and we aren't even meeting expenses. So if you can't write me a real down-to-earth murder story and write it fast, we're done." "How fast?" the author asked. "A week." He stared at the producer in amazement. "A week? No play can be written in a week." The other man lowered his voice. "I'll be very honest. I'm in debt. I can keep going for another month, no more. If we can get into rehearsal within 10 days, maybe I can stall the bills until we open." The writer shook his head. He had no choice. He'd have to try. Producer smiled warm encouragement. "You can do it. Just give me a simple show, plenty of fighting and murder. Don't make it arty. Forget about art. Nobody cares about that anymore. And just one more thing. Keep the cast down or you'll have to play in it yourself." As the author hurried home, he was already searching his mind for plots and characters. They wanted murders. They'd get plenty of them. Why, by the time the play was over, everybody in it would be dead. Well, almost everybody. Someone would have to take a curtain line. But he'd make it bloody, all right. And he did. 11 days later, tired, unshaven, hollow-eyed, he laid a finished manuscript on the manager's desk. Now, before the conclusion to our story, a word from your announcer. The playwright watched nervously as the producer skimmed through the play. When he turned the last page, he slapped his thigh with delight. "You've done it! Exactly what I wanted! This'll show 'em! This'll put us back in the running! Death and murder from beginning to end! I didn't think you had it in you! Why, that Spanish tragedy down the street'll be a flop compared to this! Wait till we open. Wait till the critics get a look at... What's the name of it, Bill?" The author shrugged. "I don't care what you call it. It won't ever amount to anything anyway. A play's got to have a title," the manager insisted. "Well, let's call it Hamlet." "Fine," the producer agreed. "That'll look great on the play, Bill. The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark by William Shakespeare." And now this is Knox Manning inviting you to join me tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.